Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Thank you for joining me on another momentous show, radio audience. Like I told you all in my radio audience, and first of all, I love you guys for listening to me all over the world. This show is growing leaps and bounds, and great people are coming on board. And just like I have two great men joining me today, and I will bring them in just a minute. I have Mayor Barry Gordon of Duncanville, Texas, and of course our old friend to the show, well, not to the show, but to our Warriors of Compassion nonprofit mission here. We have Chief Robert Brown of Duncanville Police. But first off, I just want to give kudos and thanks to Chief Jonathan Haber of the Box Springs Police for helping, being a servant, being a brother, and I just want to thank him. I love him. And also to Adam out at Tom Thumb Grocery yesterday in Mesquite for donating a gift card so that we could go out and buy the things necessary for our water, socks, and underwear giveaway mission for the homeless next week. So with that, we don't have a lot of time today, and this is a new type of show, radio audience. I'm interviewing. I'm on location at the mayor's office, and I want to say a few things about the mayor before I bring him in. And you know, there was not any issues or anything, but I just want to, you know, just thank him and his staff. They even led me into his office, and he wasn't even here, and that says a lot. That says a lot that I know I'm a big mouth and I'm a worrier and kind of, you know, jump on people and whatever, and I don't mean any harm, but I just want to thank the mayor. You know, that means a lot to me for just trusting me, because I'm a good guy. And like I said, and I'm surrounded by great people, and these two men are just like all the others. So with that, I want to bring in my new friend, the incoming mayor, Barry Gordon of Duncanville, Texas. Mayor, thank you for joining us on the Mundo World Show.
Well, good morning, Raimundo. It's a pleasure and it's an honor to be here with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like I said, I know you're busy, and I just thank you for taking the time to come on my little humble show and bless the people here, you know, with all that you're doing for the great people of Duncanville. And so, like I said, I know that you got to go because you're running a city. And I was like, man, that's awesome, and you're doing a great job. And I just want to thank you for joining our family, and you've just been a blessing.
Well, thank you, Raimundo. That's, being elected as the mayor of the city of Duncanville is a great honor for me, and I'm humbled by the citizens' confidence in me as a newly elected official. I've never run for office before, though I have served the city in other volunteer capacities. This is something totally new for me to be in an elected political position.
Yes, Mayor. Well, thank you again. Like I said, I mean, your staff and Madam Secretary Kristen and just the other ladies just been tremendous. And, of course, we have met before, and I just want to thank you. I mean, we just had an instantaneously bond here. But anyway, let me get to the, you know I'm a talker here. And I could talk about you and compliment you all day, but like I said, I'm here to pick your brain. And I know that you're not a politician, and we had talked about it before. But not having a life in politics, why did you run for mayor of the city of Duncanville?
Well, Raimundo, it's an interesting type of story. About 3.5 years ago, some people that I know that live here in the city approached me to be a member of the Economic Development Corporation Board. And prior to that, I was just so busy doing work in the marketplace for 33 years and then being in academia as a chair of a business department for another 9 years. Life was just very, very busy for me. But as I began to kind of pull back from those full-time responsibilities, there was time available in my life to give more time to our city. And when I was asked to become part of the Economic Development Corporation Board, I saw that as something that would be good for my opportunity to serve the city. And as well, my wife and I are people of great faith, and so we had to pray over it for a while because it was a new step for me. And after a lot of prayer and seeking the Lord, then we agreed to for me to do that. And then That gave me some understanding of what goes on in the city, its operations and its background and infrastructure. And when the time came for the position of mayor to be vacated, when Mayor David Green decided not to run, some people in the city approached me to consider running for mayor. And quite frankly, it came as a great shock to me. It was not on my radar. And here again, my wife and I had to go to the Lord and really seek his face and know and understand what he wanted me to do. And after a good 3-4 months of prayer and talking, we felt great peace over it, and I committed to running for mayor. And that's how the story ended in terms of my being elected in May of this year.
Well, that's awesome, man. Like I want to say, radio audience, I can attest to it. A man of faith and a man of God, and just what a great spirit. And I can, like I said, I can attest to that. And but like saying, Mayor, since Duncanville is a very diverse city, how do you, as mayor, plan to bring more community and unity to the city?
Fortunately, we are a city of great diversity and a lot of equality as well. When you take a look at the ethnic demographics of our city, we're about one-third, 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 almost evenly split between
Wow.
Anglo, Hispanic, and African-American. And when you take a look at the aggregate and say, if we have these three ethnic groups available in our city for these individuals to serve, that, to me, means that we have a great pool of resources for individuals to serve. So the more that we can tap each individual pool of individuals that want to serve our city, that's how we bring our city together and everybody becoming more aware and inclusive of our diversity in our city.
Well, I know from my friend who's the chief of police, and like he and I have had several conversations, and he's a role model to me, and I'm following, you know, his footsteps. And as a chief of police, and like we have talked in our private talks, I go, but there was a time when, you know, someone of color could not even wear their uniform. So that's an attestment about, you know, the fortitude and tenacity and dedication and pursuing your dreams in life, that you can be anything. And I tell you, Mayor, and I know we are different races, but, you know, you're the type of person that gives people like me an opportunity and give others. And, you know, race needs to be talked about because we're still dealing with race. But, again, I know what type of person you are. And of course, I know what, you know, the great things that you're going to do for this city. And I want to make myself available to you in anything that you're doing. I want to be a part of. And I know you kind of look at me cross-eyed sometimes, some of the things I say, but you know, I don't mean any harm. And I just love you like a brother. My next question is, what is your vision and goals to take Duncanville into 2019 and beyond?
Well, first of all, I want to rewind on you just a little bit, Raimundo. You are a unique individual, and it is really a pleasure to be able to sit down and talk with you because I know you have
Wow.
a lot to offer from your background
Oh.
and experience. So your uniqueness is enjoyable to me.
Thanks.
I enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, sir. That made me cry. Don't make me cry. No, man, I'm supposed to be tough. I'm supposed to be elite. I'm supposed to be. But I'm going to also thank you, sir, for those kind words. I mean, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But, yeah.
You're welcome. But in terms of my vision for the city, you know, one of the top things on our agenda for the city that I have to subscribe to is economic development. We have, you know, we're a landlocked city. We're 95% built out, and we still have just a little bit of land available for some new development. And it's essential that we continue to build on what we have and where we have. We've got a lot of vacant buildings in our city, and our economic development director, Jessica James, is working feverishly and very, very hard to work with the landlords that have those vacant buildings to fill them with spaces. And she is on the streets all the time, you know, pounding with potential entrepreneurs and companies and corporations to bring businesses into our city. So number one on my list is our economic development, because it builds our tax base, it builds our property values, and it brings a lot of people into it so that our citizens can have more places to use their disposable income and be patrons and clientele of our local businesses.
Oh, well, she sounds like she's an awesome lady, and I think I need to meet her, you know, because she sounds like, especially, you know, being a budding entrepreneur, I would like to meet her. And so maybe you can set that up. That's what I'm saying, all my friends that important places, they can kind of set me up to some people. So I would love to meet her and talk to her about my vision and work that I'm doing with the Mundo World Movement. So that would be awesome. So what advice would you give to a young graduate going off to college these days?
You mean from somebody just graduating high school going into college, or somebody college?
Yeah, graduating from high school going into college, I'm sorry.
Oh, a graduating senior, coming from my own life experiences, there's a lot of stress today. Well, even when I graduated from high school, I won't tell you how many years ago, but
okay.
Everybody wants you to make a decision on what your life is going to be. You got to do it right now. And so when you get to the university, so you got to declare a major. I mean, what does an 18, 19-year-old know about what they want to do for the rest of their life and really be able to lock it down and say, this is what I'm going to pursue? Okay, there are a lot of individuals that really have that kind of maturity. Myself, I made a decision and changed my major 3 times. But my advice to a high school graduate is to seek the Lord's face and understand what your particular character traits and your gifts and your talents are. And what is it the Lord wants you to do with those particular gifts and talents in order to serve in the marketplace or to serve in ministry or whatever it's going to be. And at the same time, there are a lot of people that have giftings with their hands and, you know, they can work in the trades, and college may not be the best route for them. We will always need precision welders and carpenters and plumbers and electricians. And so, you know, the pressure on our high school graduates today to absolutely make a decision upon graduation, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? My advice to them is take it easy. Of course, for your first 2 years of college, they don't really have to declare a major till their junior status. But take those first 2 years to find out what your talents are and what your aptitudes are and in what courses do you excel. And that'll kind of tell you what the Lord has given you in terms of talents to pursue a vocation after graduation in college.
Well, I think that's good advice, Mayor. And like you said, seek God first, and I guarantee you he would not lead you wrongly. And I know, like, what I'm doing and pursuing, and to be connected with you and for you to open your doors to someone like me, I'm just honored. And this is what I tell young people. Find people that believe in you. Find people that will listen to you. And maybe, you know, you talk too much, and maybe you might think too big or whatever, but that's okay. You know, like you said, like you told me earlier, I am a very unique person, and we all are. We all bring unique qualities, you know, to God, green earth. And so again, Mayor, time is running out, and I am honored, sir, to have you on. And I know you got to go run this great city, and I just want to thank you, sir, again, and thank your staff, and of course, Mrs. Gordon, who I spoke to. She's a very lovely lady, and I have plans for her, like I told her. So you tell her again that I thank her, and thank you again for doing our show.
Well, thank you, Raimundo. It's a pleasure and an honor to get acquainted with you and to have you as a valuable asset in our city. Going back to your original comments, you know, yes, we are all of different colors, but I look at individuals and not the color of their skin, because, you know, that's the way I was raised. That's the way I grew up. You respect everyone for who they are, you know, for their talents and for their abilities and for their character and their character traits and their character attributes. And in you, I see an individual that wants to serve a city, And we'd be very happy to be able to have you doing that in any way that we possibly can. So thanks for having me on. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you. And like I said again, I'm there. I'm just a phone call away. So thank you again for doing our show, and God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And so now, radio audience, I'm going to be bringing in Chief Brown. I'm a little nervous today, and it's like, now, wait a minute. I'm never nervous. I'm always on it. But this is a different type of a show today where we are on location, but all is good. So with that, I'm going to bring in, let me take him off of mute here, bringing in Chief Robert Brown of Duncanville Police. Let's see. Chief, can you hear me?
Absolutely. How are you doing this morning, Armando?
Oh, awesome, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. I know, like I said, man, I tell you, I'm so honored. And I always tell all my friends and supporters around the world, I said, these people make me look good. I said, I'm hanging out with the mayor, and I'm hanging out with the chiefs and FBI agents and what have you. And I said, man, you know, I can't help but to be successful. But with that, Chief Brown, I tell you, you know, we go back, and I want to just, you know, tell the radio audience last year how we put on a thank you for your service event for the Duncanville Police Department and also the DeSoto Police Department. And it was just a beautiful thing. And thank you, you know, for opening up the police department to us, and, you know, all the food and the gifts at Home Depot, who bought my clothing line and blessed you all with that and your officers. And it was just a great thing. And I just want to thank you. And, you know, I love you like a brother. And I'm just so honored to have you here today with us.
Well, listen, I tell you, thank you. We really appreciate you stopping by the police department. We enjoyed our visit, and it's an honor to be on your program this morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. So you know you're here today because I come to pick your brain. So what made you interested in getting into law enforcement? Because, you know, as minorities, like, we're supposed to run away from that, you know, from that career. So how did you get interested in it?
Well, believe it or not, after I graduated from high school, I had no idea that I would be a law enforcement officer. When I graduated from high school and went off to college, I had a plan of becoming a computer programmer. And when I was in college, I had an opportunity to meet a police officer. And he and I became very, very good friends, and I learned a lot about the law enforcement profession. And I thought, wow, I think that would be a great profession for me. And so I applied with the Waco Police Department and went through their police academy, and just absolutely loved putting on the uniform, loved serving others. And it became something that I knew I wanted to do for the rest of my working years.
Well, that's awesome. And you know how much I love law enforcement, and like I say, you guys and women, that, I mean, that's a very honorable job. And I know how police officers around the country, you know, right now is at kind of like a pivotal point of a lot of tension and things. And I just want to say to the radio audience and people that's listening around the world that there are great officers out there, and I'm speaking to one of them right now. And if you ever, you know, get a chance, I mean, when you see a police officer out there, just wave at them. Sometimes I do that, and they look at you because they're not used for us as the public waving at them unless we're waving them down, you know, if there's an issue. But then when you wait, and then sometimes some of them don't say anything back because they're not used to that. And we got to let them know, radio audience, that we love them. We need them. And so I don't want to get off on a tangent because you know how much I love you guys, Chief Brown. But being chief of police and of any department is difficult. But how does being a minority chief differ, if any, from your white counterparts?
Well, I will tell you that being a police chief, regardless of your race, is a very difficult job. The average tenure of a police chief is 3 to 5 years. We have a very short shelf life. There are a lot of challenges that, absolutely, it's a very short shelf life. It's comparable to a city manager or school superintendent. We unfortunately don't get to stay around long. I've been very blessed. February of 2019 will be 12 years as a police chief for the city of Duncanville.
Wow.
I've had a really good run, worked for some really good people, and very good support from the community. But to answer your question, unfortunately in society today, people have stereotypes. And we make judgments based on people, based on their race, based on their age, based on their income. And so, quite honestly, we need to get away from that. We need to judge people based on who they are and their abilities to do sound work and just be good human beings. But there's no question that there are biases and stereotypes in our society.
Yes, yes, but you're right. And like I said, Chief, I talked about, things that I want to do with you and all my other law enforcement friends and chiefs of the Atankwa over in Ghana, and to inspire, all kids, but especially black and brown kids, that a lot of them have this, there's an attitude about the police. And I know I argue a lot with people, because I stand up for you guys, because I know great people, I know great officers, and just like the community, there's great people, and there's no all bad in no one, and that's why it's so important. That's why I love Mayor Gordon. I'm about to forget his name, and I just interviewed him, but yeah, I mean, I love him, and he's a white man, and it's like we're supposed to be at odds with each other in this world. And I go, but you know what? We're coming together, and this is what God is going to do. He's bringing us together, and we're fighting against that devil. And I tell you, Chief, I'm just in awe of you and what you stand for and running that department, and, of course, being a role model for all of us. But with that said, what is your biggest accomplishment since being chief?
Well, I'm really proud of the work of the men and women of the Duncanville Police Department, and that's nothing that I've been able to do alone. I'm really proud of the other departments that are here in our city. We consider ourselves a team, and we try to get things accomplished accordingly. But the two things that I'm most proud of is the trust that we've been able to build in our community. The men and women of the Duncanville Police Department has tremendous support from this community, and we're going to continue to do everything in our power to earn their trust and ensure that we're policing the way we should be policing, and that's treating people with respect and dignity. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, I'm really proud of becoming a recognized police department through the Texas Police Chiefs Association. And essentially what that means is that we are following best practices for Texas law enforcement. We have written policies that govern the way we conduct business. And so we became a recognized police department in 2016. I'm really proud of that, and we will continue to work very hard just to serve this community as best as we can.
Well, that's tremendous, Chief. And I can tell you, radio audience, I had an issue with some neighbors. I believe it was last year, or it might have been early. No, it was early part of this year, and I called the police, and the officer came out. And let me tell you, he was one. And I can't remember his name, but I did. I called in to give him a commendation because there was, like I said, there was a dispute with some neighbors down the street. But he came out, and he would just you're talking about having the demeanor and the servitude and just in serving the community. And this is what I got from him, even though there was an issue and I was calling, I was angry. And he listened to me. Of course, I was, griping. But then when he responded and then he started to explain, and it was just the way that you would want an officer to talk to you. And then we went away and we became instant, friends. And like I said, I just love the Duncanville Police Department. And like I said, Chief, your officers, they're awesome. I can attest to that as well. What is your vision going forward in Duncanville for the police department?
Well, my immediate vision is to become fully staffed. Right now we have 6 vacancies, and we're having to take officers from our criminal investigative division and other units and place them in patrol simply so that we can be there when our citizens call. But when you do that, you're not as efficient as you should be. And so my immediate concerns, my immediate goals are to become fully staff and to continue to work towards building trust in our community. Long-term goal would be just to improve the use of social media in our police department. As you know, police departments across the nation, many are hiring individuals from the the social media platform, news outlets, et cetera. And so being able to communicate, tell our story, market our police department, share the good things that we're doing to not only help our police department, our city, but to help law enforcement in general. Because the good work that we do, very rarely is that work shown on the evening news. You know, when we turn on the evening news, we see those ugly things that unfortunately happen in law enforcement. So I want to be able to let our citizens know and let this community know the quality work that we're doing.
Right. Well, like I told you, I mean, I'm a test of that because, I like I always tell my law enforcement friends, that's why I ride, the transit, because, I drive too fast and I cut people off and y'all don't want me on the road. So it's good that I take the public transportation. But Chief, I want to thank you, sir, for joining us today on our show, and we just honored to have you and, of course, Mayor Gordon with us. And I thank you. I love you like a brother, and we appreciate what you do, and thank you for your service. And I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, listen, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm honored to be on your show, and I appreciate you recognizing this great city of Duncanville. And listen, anytime that we can do anything for you, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chief, and thank you again. And also, Chief Costa of DeSoto said the same thing. So I'm just in awe of you guys, and thank you for receiving us and loving us and caring for us. And we're going to do some good things, and we're going to make you smile. So with that, thank you for joining us on the Mundo World Show.
Absolutely. Have a good day now.
Okay. Thank you. Take care. Well, radio audience, I tell you, this has been a momentous show, and I want to thank my guests, Mayor Barry Gordon, and, of course, Chief Brown for joining us today. We have we've got about 2 minutes left, and I just want to, just wrap it up and just go to my Facebook friends around the world, and I thank you to Ms. Sandra and Ms. CT over in Morocco. Thank you, my friend. And of course, the Chief Ava. I think he's listening in his squad car. And so, like I said, hey, Chief, I give you a call. And thank you, like I said, again for yesterday. And love you, brother. And like I said, I'm just in awe to be here sitting in the mayor's office at City Hall with these great men doing great things for the great city of Duncanville. I'm in awe. We're down to a minute and 46. And if everyone who knows my go off time is they just cut me off. So I'm just going to talk until. But I do want to thank my friend at the General Dollar, Richard, who bought one of my beanie caps, and then turned around and want to buy one of my hoodie jackets. So again, the Mundo brand is growing, and like I said, one day the world is going to know us and the great things that we do. And I'm just in awe of today's show. It was unlike it. We had a lot of issues and a lot of glips and bumps and bruises along the way, but we got through it. And with that, like I said, I'm down to my last minute. But again, I want to thank my Facebook friends. I want to thank my Twitter followers. Also, my new LinkedIn. Thank you all. We're growing. I'm almost at 2,000 people on LinkedIn, and I'm just in awe of that. And like I said again, collectively, we're going to come together eventually to really go out and make a really big impact on the world. But you got to start small. And like I said, we are. And also, too, next week we're doing our water, socks, and underwear mission for the homeless. And we are thankful to Tom Thumb, of course, and Adam and Chief Haber of the Bucks Beach Police. And we thank our two great men today, Mayor Gordon and, of course, Chief Brown, for coming on today. So with that, I'm about to get cut off, but it's great. And it's a great day. You all take care. God bless you. Love you. Goodbye.